Yesterday, we heard from the new House Armed Services Personnel Subcommittee Chairman Mike Kaufman on his legislative priorities for armed services. Today, Federal News Radio Scott Massioni gets subcommittee ranking member Jackie Speer of California her ideas on what military personnel needs are.
I think one of my most important roles as a ranking member on the military personnel subcommittee is to be a guardian of military personnel relative to their safety, their health, their well-being, their quality of life. And we tend to do what we've always done. I think we should be doing focus groups on what's most important in the services that we provide. We've made some changes to the commissary system that actually is going to save us money but continue to provide good quality benefits to our service members. Do they want to see higher salaries in lieu of some other benefit that maybe they never use but that costs the federal government a lot of money? I think it's just worth doing an assessment and finding out what they're really looking for and how we can, you know, best provide for their health care.
Now, one of the issues that you champion is sexual assault awareness, something that's been very big in the military lately. The 2016 Sexual Assault Awareness Report came out recently, and you also had a hearing on a sexual assault in the military academies. Can you tell us your response to that?
So the safety of our service members is critical. When I have a service member who says they're more fearful of one of their peers within the military than they are of the enemy, we've got a problem.
Right.
And our numbers of those who actually report sexual assaults is about one-third of those who actually experience sexual assaults. So we've made some inroads. There's still issues around retaliation and retribution that we haven't addressed. The military academies see an astonishing number. Over half of the cadets indicate they have been sexually harassed. I mean, we cannot have a service in which the service members are not a team, where there is behavior that is not conducive to good order and discipline, cohesion, and rest. So we will continue to work on this issue and attempt to make improvements. The issue Range United has galvanized interest on both sides of the aisle to clean up the mess. It's not going to be easy, and it's going to, I think, in some respects, scrub the military of persons who think it is okay to, you know, objectify women and to demean them.
I wanted to move to TRICARE. Last year, Representative Heck, who is no longer a representative now, tried to increase premiums in TRICARE to pay for some of the costs in there. That ended up not making it into the final NDAA, but I was just curious what you thought about the costs and how those should be dealt with within TRICARE.
Well, there is a tiering of the program now so that those who are in the military are paying about $585 a year for their family to have, you know, the equivalent of an HMO. Those who join the service after January 1st next year will be paying $900 a year per family, and that will be able to be adjusted by the DOD to pay about 8% of their health care moving forward. That's still substantially less than what most Americans pay, which is 28%. That means that we expect a lot out of our military. I think that amendment, that reform, is good. I don't know how much more we're going to be tinkering with TRICARE. I think what we need to look at is the pharmacy copays.
Right.
And whether or not there's a modest copay that should be pursued.
Now, right now, the military has an up-or-out system, which requires officers and enlisted personnel to either promote or to get out of the military. That's something that I think you and others have been saying should be reassessed. Is there anything we might see in the future about changes to that?
I think it's very important for us to look at that because the up or out creates all kinds of additional conduct and behavior that is not consistent with our interests. And I'll give you an example. If up or out is what's motivating you, you may be reluctant, for instance, to disclose that there's a problem within your unit regarding sexual assault or drug abuse. those that you can't ignore those kinds of circumstances. So that should not be an overriding concern. And I think there's much that we can learn from having a series of hearings on this whole concept of up or out.
Representative, final question for you, and that is, military personnel are required to have a pay raise that is linked to how much wages within the private sector go up. In the past, Congress has tried to push that up a little bit more than usual. What might we see this year, and what are you looking toward for that?
I think we'll have to look at it. In the end, we're increasing the budget for the Department of Defense. I always wonder how much of that trickles down to the service member and how truly really, is just padding into the pots of those who are, providing spare parts or who are, developing the next weapons. And I want to make sure that we continue to provide sound salary benefits, but, consistent with what our budget is.
That was House Armed Services Personnel Subcommittee Ranking Member Jackie Speier speaking with Federal News Radio's Scott Mossione.